The son of an investigative journalist killed in a car bomb in Malta has accused the country's prime minister of being complicit, saying his mother was assassinated because she was exposing political corruption. Daphne Caruana Galizia's death has sent shockwaves through Europe, and there were protests and vigils in the tiny Mediterranean nation. Now, journalists and whistleblowers in Malta have expressed concern they'll also be targeted. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
In an emotionally raw post on social media, Daphne Caruana Galizia's son, Matthew, described how he raced to her burning car moments after the explosion, finding only body parts. His mother was Malta's most famous investigative journalist, who'd accused the Prime Minister's wife of taking kickbacks and hiding cash in a secret Panama bank account. Exposing corruption and money laundering earned her enemies. A police sergeant who celebrated her death with a tweet that said, "Everyone gets what they deserve," has been suspended. Matthew Caruana Galizia wrote, "It's of little comfort for the Prime Minister of this country to say that he will not rest until the perpetrators are found, when he heads a government that encouraged that same impunity."
"We were extremely shocked to the point that we were left speechless."
Human rights activist Neil Falzon says the wider problem is the political appointment of police and judges.
"We don't feel safe any longer as people who, in a way, share her views and share her approach towards unmasking and unveiling scandals and problems. We're feeling a bit afraid that if we speak too loudly, if we say things that someone might not like, there is the possibility of being targeted, and it's a very horrible feeling."
Roberta Metsola, a Maltese member of the European Parliament, says she's shocked it happened in the EU, where freedom of speech is so highly prized. Earlier this year, she sent a letter to the European Commission urging it to take action against the intimidation of journalists.
"It was a matter of when something like this would happen, and unfortunately it did, in the form of a political assassination of the best journalist our country has ever seen."
The Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, said he's horrified and has called in the FBI to investigate, but Dr. Metsola is sceptical.
"The implication of what the government tried to do, and is still trying to do, notwithstanding any grandstanding to the contrary, is very shocking in a democratic country that mine is supposed to be."
Sven Giegold is a German member of the European Parliament and a leading figure in the Panama Papers inquiry. He says Malta could face legal action from the EU.
"This silencing has to stop, and the European Commission has to start a treaty violation procedures against Malta for the inability to police European law."
In Malta, there have been vigils and protests throughout today and into the evening, and more are planned. This is Lisa Miller for The World Today.